Jury decides against dad seeking to block 7-year-old son from gender transition drugs. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 22, 2019. A jury in Dallas, Texas, decided Monday against a father seeking to block his ex-wife's plan to start their 7-year-old son on puberty blockers and ultimately cross-sex hormones in order to facilitate gender transition. The jury decided James' mother, Dr. Ann Jorgulas, a pediatrician, has full authority to continue to transition James, who is being renamed Luna, reported LifeSite News. According to the report, a consensus of 11 of 12 jurors decided the current joint managing conservatorship over the twin sons of Jorgulas and the boy's father, Jeffrey Younger, should be replaced by sole managing conservatorship by Jorgulas. Judge Kim Cooks is expected to read her ruling on possession, child support, and other issues on Wednesday. The battle between Younger and Jorgulas intensified last year when James' mother threatened Younger with a child abuse charge because he would not affirm their son as a transgender child. Jorgulas petitioned to modify the parent-child relationship while referring to James as a gender-expansive or transgender child who by choice now goes by the name Luna. James' mother sought to terminate Younger's parental rights because James behaved as a boy when he was with his father. Jorgulas also wanted Younger to pay for their son's counseling with a therapist who will affirm his transgender identity and his need for transgender hormonal treatments, which may begin at age 8. Jorgulas had diagnosed James with gender dysphoria, a psychological disorder that is characterized by a child's persistent, consistent, and insistent assertion of their cross-gender statements and behaviors. However, when James has been with his father, he reportedly acts and behaves as a boy by his own choice. The court prohibited Younger from dressing him as a boy or from sharing faith-based or biologically based scientific teachings on sexuality, even though family friends who have observed James when he is in his father's care reportedly affirm he dresses and behaves as a boy by his own choosing. James' transition therapist reportedly continued to identify him as Luna and to place him on track for gender transition. According to the Texan, Younger and Jorgulas were married in 2010 and decided to have children through in vitro fertilization, IVF. They requested male children through the IVF process that was successful, and their twin boys were born in 2012, the Texas reported and added. Jorgulas has reportedly said James began to imitate female characters from Disney's Frozen. He asked for a girl's toy at McDonald's and asked to wear dresses. The mother reportedly said she contacted the GE Nisus Clinic at Children's Hospital Center. She was then referred to Rebecca Auer for counseling, who recommended a process of affirmation and thought that a social transition for James should begin with a young child going to school dressed as a girl named Luna. The battle reportedly escalated between the two parents when Younger learned Jorgulas was socially transitioning James.